Be still and know. A few years ago, a famous historian said that the world's new weapons have given civilization a lesson by changing the character of war so there can be no winner. Said he, "I'm rather optimistic that mankind will not go to war under these conditions." It's difficult to share his optimism, writes columnist John R. Gunn. In times past, fearsome weapons have never deterred man from going to war. We shall have to look for peace in another direction, to the Prince of Peace, whose birth was heralded by the angels, saying, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth, peace, goodwill toward men." Into a world torn asunder by malice and hate came Christ, saying, "All ye are brethren, one is your Father." Here is the only hope for peace, universal brotherhood under the fatherhood of God. Statesmen have tried and are still trying to make peace by means of treaties and organizations for promoting peace and goodwill. The trouble is, there are too many barriers which keep us apart, too many walls of partition, as the Apostle Paul puts it. There are walls of race and color, of caste, social distinctions, political ideologies, of religious bigotry, prejudices. We have to look to Christ for the breaking down of these walls. He is the great demolisher of barriers between men, the one true leveler. Paul declared, "You are all one in Christ Jesus." The cross, and only the cross, provides the way of true reconciliation between man and God his Father. It is the means and the symbol of the oneness of man with man. Be Still and Know, produced for the Presbyterian Church in the United States, closes with this passage from Matthew. "All ye are brethren, one is your Father."